AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden warning Iran not to retaliate against Israel after Iran blames the country for a strike that killed 13 people at Iran's consulate in Syria. Biden's remarks come amid concerns of a wider war breaking out. The Biden campaign focused on Arizona, looking to keep abortion rights as a front and center issue after the state's Supreme Court cleared the way for a 19th century abortion ban to take effect. Vice President Kamala Harris in Tucson.
This decision by the Arizona State Supreme Court now means women here, live under one of the most extreme abortion bans in our nation.
Efforts also underway to get an abortion rights measure on the ballot this November. A former high-level U.S. diplomat now headed to prison, Manuel Rocha, sentenced to 15 years in prison after federal prosecutors say he spied for Cuba. This is ABC News. Monday marks the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. Security preparations underway and on alert 11 years after the deadly terror attack at the finish line.
This year's running of the Boston Marathon falls on April 15th, the anniversary of the 2013 marathon bombing. Along with DHS and the FBI, Massachusetts State Police Colonel Jack Mon says there were no specific threats, but security still remains a top priority.
We are prepared to adapt our tactics on the fly if intelligence or events so dictate in the days leading up to the race through its completion.
Almost 50 law enforcement agencies will be working this weekend and during the event. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's former longtime interpreter has agreed to undergo court-ordered gambling addiction treatment after federal prosecutors accused him of stealing $16 million from the Japanese baseball player to pay off his debt. Ohtani said he was, quote, very grateful for the investigation. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in Northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Jeld-Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Baltimore. On the mound, Freddy Peralta against the Orioles' right-hander Tyler Wells. Yesterday's game in Cincinnati was rained out. A makeup date against the Reds is set for August. NBA, the Bucks in OKC to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks able to win their last two in Milwaukee against the Celtics and the Magic. Chris Middleton expected to return after sitting out Wednesday. Patrick Beverley on what it's like playing alongside players like Giannis or Damian Lillard.
My whole career I've been fortunate to play with a ton of superstars, you know, a ton, literally damn near all of them. You know? So it's an easy game, obviously. You got Dame, Chris, and Giannis, and Brooke, and there's so much out there. You know, teams have to help them somewhere. Obviously, they're going to leave me, and that's up to me to make shots. Today, a different game. You know, I know I'm going to play a ton of minutes. Points going to come. It's all about playing winning basketball.
That's the Bucks' Patrick Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid-70s. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbault. Monday, noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Tom Hartman here with you, and we've been talking with Greg Palast for a couple of hours. He's still with us, and let's pick up some calls here, Greg. Rich in Indianapolis. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks very much. I wanted to bring an idea forward about hypnotic suggestion. And how it may have something to do with Clarence Thomas. Are you game?
Yeah. I'm game.
Yeah, I'm curious. Go for it.
Hit me.
Okay. Well, back in the day, Jeannie Thomas was a client and customer for this company, this self development company called LifeSpring.
Oh, yeah. It was in a cult. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a business, and it operated as a cult. Mm-hmm. And what happened was that people were being put under hypnotic suggestion, and in that state of trance, they were manipulated into behavior. And the behavior generally was to be a promoter of the program and a salesperson. Mm-hmm. Was actually something that I sort of tangentially found out about. Somebody who had been a customer was an acquaintance of mine, and they told me about the cult concept and them having been harmed. And they had actually received a judgment against the company and collected on it. They changed their life with the remuneration that was forced by the court.
Mm-hmm.
So they were also really terrified of what it meant to be put in a trance.
So and, what do we have to worry about now?
Okay. Well, Jeannie had been through all this, and she was actually this super staunch anti-cult, anti-LifeSpring purpose. And she's potentially still very much affected by that which she had to endure.
Yeah, I've read several articles about Jeannie Thomas being a cult member and being deprogrammed and everything else. Apparently, she's got a very fragile psyche.
Well, here's how it could be, and I described it as Russian nesting dolls as the idea. Jeannie could definitely still be this person under the influence of hypnotic suggestion and could be being directed.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, she is entirely aware as someone who came through that and what it means, and she would have the ability to potentially be a hypnotist. Now, if she were a hypnotist with her husband as the unaware as she had been, she, as a weird version of a Manchurian candidate, could be directing her husband, and he could be, like, harmlessly, apparently, agreeing with people like, what's Crow's first name?
Yeah, Harlan
Crow. Who's his benefactor? Harlan. So it's like, well, you know, he's just my friend, and this is the stuff that he does for me, and I don't have to really answer to anybody. I mean, we're the Supreme Court, and, like, here's this loophole that they're driving this corruption truck through. And
well, I think that the
all be, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm thinking that, you know what they use for hypnosis? It's not a watch going back and forth. It's several $100 bills. And I don't think you really need to hypnotize Clarence Thomas to take a free $250,000 mobile home. Most people will accept a free $250,000 mobile home, free trips to Alaska to go salmon fishing, hang out with Charles Koch in Aspen, the best skiing in the world with the uber rich and the uber richer. I think that's the hypnosis. And so I don't think that there's nothing that Jenny could do. The idea that somehow Clarence Thomas would be a nice, thoughtful, liberal, judicious judge, fair and informed, unless he were hypnotized. It's only Jenny Thomas's hypnosis is the problem.
You made a great point.
Yeah, okay, so that's that.
Well,
I think
you made a great point. So I've got a punchline, and this is where my conspiracy theory came from.
Okay.
I was watching John Oliver's Last Week Tonight as a YouTube.
Yeah.
And he had these two little clips of Justice Thomas speaking, and he said the same phrase twice, my best friend in the whole world. And it was in this monotone, unlively way of saying it. And I thought, you know, if somebody was given a hypnotic suggestion of, and I'm your best friend in the whole world, and that's how it was coming out repeatedly.
I think it's more likely that both of them are in a cult right now, and that cult is called the GOP, the conservative movement. And I think it does qualify as a cult. It's got its own religious elements. It's got its own epistemology. It's got its own theology. It's got its own, you know, origin stories. It's got all the stuff, a manipulative leadership. It's exploitative. It extracts wealth from the people who participate in it. I think that, I think it really qualifies, Rich. Rich, thanks for the call. That's an interesting one. Good talking to you. But further thoughts, or should we pick up the next call?
Let's take the next call.
Okay, Michael in Darien, Illinois. Hey, Michael, you're on the air. What's up?
Good afternoon. I had a question to ask. A month ago, the U.S. was talking about training pilots for Ukraine and providing them with aircraft and whatnot. I haven't heard anything of what's going on with any of that. They surely could use it right now.
Yeah, there's a consortium of European countries. I did this story last Tuesday or Wednesday. There's a consortium of European countries that are sending F-16s to Ukraine. The article did not say when they would be arriving or when they would even begin shipping. But there's some of them coming from, as I recall, Finland. I think some of them are coming from Greece. They were all F-16s, though, and to the best of my knowledge, the Ukrainian pilots have been training in Europe for several months now. Do you know anything more about that, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they have to speed this up.
Yeah.
This is a desperate situation. And we have a guy, I won't use his name, I refer to him as Agent Orange, who has stopped us from helping an ally being eaten alive. Ukraine may not be in NATO, but they are our ally and our first line of defense against this fascist takeover. You know, this is very, you know, our soul is on the line here. And I know that Biden, he probably should have moved quicker and earlier, thinking, oh, well, of course, America's always going to have bipartisan support against our enemies. But that hasn't happened. And I think that Biden assumed bipartisanship and sensibility in our foreign policy. And now we're all paying, the Ukrainians are paying the price. But let's put the blame where it is. Yeah, it's been slow mode here. But we've got a guy running for president who says he's going to let Ukraine get rolled over by his buddy.
It's been 16 months that the Republicans have been blocking Ukraine aid ever since they took over the House in January of last year. 16 months.
It's frightening.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
You know, who will stand by America if we don't stand by them?
Yeah, yeah. That's an excellent point. It's an excellent point. We'll be right back. It's Anything Goes Friday. We'll be right back with more of your calls for me and Greg Palast. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with your calls. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
For so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. All of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, how fair is it to ask people to pay federal taxes, to pay off student loan debt?
Okay.
It's not fair.
Oh.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Super Beats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beats Heart Chews, and that's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They're so convenient to take. I just love that. Super Beats Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Super Beats, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com, T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. And welcome back. 20 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here for Tom and Greg. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, you're on the air. What's up?
You are listening to the Tom and Greg Show.
Indeed.
And it's great.
Thank you.
Nice format. Greg, have you ever heard of, I'm sure you've heard of the Night Stalker?
Yes.
Every time I see you, I think of Kolchak. That hat.
Is that good or
bad?
I
get that all the time.
Oh, do you? Okay.
He shouldn't have stolen my hat from me. I still regret it.
Yeah. Fedora, isn't that hat a fedora?
This is a fedora, a real Stetson fedora, yes.
There you go.
So call you the fraud stalker as an election fraud.
I will use that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Tom, with regard to the gas prices, I don't disagree with you at all about, you know, what may cause prices to rise, but it would kind of be nice, I think, if you could frame it in terms of demand and, like, summer driving demand increase and stuff.
Yeah.
Here I haven't really seen a great increase in prices. In fact,
in Mississippi,
gas here is about $2.80 right now, and it did go over $3, but it's back down to $2.80.
Yeah, probably because you've got a lot of refineries around you down in Mississippi.
Yeah, and you know, of course, that was the other point, that there are probably other local factors in it.
I understand in California there's at least one major refinery that's been shut down for maintenance for a while, and that's been driving gas prices up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're coming up here in Oregon too. Sean, what was the last time you bought around $5?
Not quite.
Wow.
Not just about five. Yeah, 4.5.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. Well, thank you, Clay.
Keep up the good work, guys.
We'll do our best.
Get my hat to you.
There you go. Literally, Dave in Hale, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Oh, a lot of things. How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, Greg, I wanted to ask you something. I want to pick your mind about the free market you said you were kind of educated in.
Yes.
When I was in high school, in general business class, one of the first things, real quick, was they said you had to be up, remember to try to save 15 to 17% of your paycheck if you can, because you're going to need it in the future. You know, you get that part. Okay, now when we got our raise, I'm Social Security, about 70 years old right now, and I've worked 50, 60 hours a week, so I'm pretty well wasted. But anyway, is something that I don't get, is something about out of balance here? Because what I'm thinking is there a depreciation value that it was considered with our raise of 5%, because even though you shell out the money and give people money, it doesn't mean that you cured the problem, because the depreciation on things like my car, my plates are still, you know, like $170 a month on a 20-year-old car, the insurance is, you know, the cost of everything. I don't get this. Is there something that we can do, like a voucher or something, for needed necessities to run our homes, or, you know, which I consider a business? You know, I just want to see what you guys got to think about, how we can work that for necessities, you know, that we see that we need, you know.
Got it. So, thank you, Dave.
Well, here's a couple interesting. First of all, the raise you're getting from Social Security is not really a raise. What it is, it's an inflation adjustment. So as prices go up, the law does say that if you're on Social Security, that at the end of the year and one time they actually did an extra one, but you get covered for just the rise in prices. So you're staying even. That raise from Social Security ain't a raise at all. It's just keeping you even. And, you know, right now we're fighting a long-term GOP plan to eliminate Social Security, usually through this sidestep of privatizing it. And here's a cool one for you. Talk about covering necessities. Now, my mentor was the right-wing, ultra-uber-free market economist Milton Friedman. I expect you and demand that you read Tom's book, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism, which is about that. I wrote the intro because I was a Milton student. Yeah. And believe it or not, though, he said, you know, America's a rich country. If we really want to take care of people, he didn't like government, he didn't like Social Security, he didn't like any of those things. He just said there should be a guaranteed minimum income. I kid you not, this is from Milton Friedman, which in today's money would be, ready? He says every family in America at the beginning of the year should be given $90,000. Because America, we can afford it, and then do what you want. Then we don't need food stamps or other programs. Just give everyone 90 grand. And I'm not kidding.
No,
and but because at that time, greed wasn't first. Even right-wing Republicans thought, you can't let people die. You can't let people not be able to heat their houses. You can't let people go into foreclosure. There was actually a belief by both right and left that Americans have to take care of each other. Then when the greedsters took over, that was it. And so even the right-wing party of Milton Friedman doesn't exist. Now he'd be considered a Bernie Sanders socialist. And these guys now, because it's not the Republican Party anymore. It's the Koch Party, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's the Harlan Crow Party. And it's Paul the Vulture Singer Party. These are the guys. So it's no longer, it's a greedy old party. And I'm not being partisan about this. I'm just telling you, as an economist and as a journalist, this is what's happened.
Yeah, and it's not been an accident.
No, it's been programmatic. That's why I've been doing this story about the Koch brothers and their origin story, when they said, we can change the legislature, we can change the government, we can change the judiciary.
Right.
And, you know, the Kochs actually wrote, we should eliminate public education. Why is the government paying for people to go to school?
Oh, I know. In 1980, that was David Koch's platform.
David Koch's
and
platform.
Close all public schools.
Close all public schools.
Because us billionaires don't want to pay our taxes. Yeah, I get it. All right, we'll be right back. Well, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Tom and Greg here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. We'll be right back with your calls.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden warning Iran not to retaliate against Israel after Iran blames the country for a strike that killed 13 people at Iran's consulate in Syria. Biden's remarks come amid concerns of a wider war breaking out. The Biden campaign focused on Arizona, looking to keep abortion rights as a front and center issue after the state's Supreme Court cleared the way for a 19th century abortion ban to take effect. Vice President Kamala Harris in Tucson.
This decision by the Arizona State Supreme Court now means women here, the women here, live under one of the most extreme abortion bans in our nation.
Efforts also underway to get an abortion rights measure on the ballot this November. A former high-level U.S. diplomat now headed to prison, Manuel Rocha, sentenced to 15 years in prison after federal prosecutors say he spied for Cuba. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high into the low 70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid-70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid-70s. It's 46 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics the wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. So your business was humming, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close the books. If this is you, you should know these three numbers: 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risks, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance, absolutely free, at netsuite.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get your own KPI checklist, netsuite.com/Hartman. And welcome back. Let's pick up your calls here. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, you got a question for Greg?
Yeah, I sure do. But really quickly, gas prices here in Chicago and in the burbs and stuff have been increasing for the past month. They've been going up little by little. So yep. they're well over what they were a month ago. Greg, my question to you is, are you, in regards to people being removed from voting rolls, are you working with anyone in the Democratic Party? And along those lines, who would you suggest that we contact in the Democratic Party? Because I got to tell you, when I talk to aides of my reps on the phone, this is so outlandish that, you know, a lot of times they tend to think that it's just conspiracy theory.
Well, one of the problems we're running into, by the way, is that because we started this unfortunate trope in the Democratic Party that elections never get stolen in America. Well, what was Bush v. Gore? So instead of saying, you know, when Donald Trump first said in 2016 the election is rigged, yeah, he was rigging it. So there are rigged elections. There are stolen elections. It's one of the problems. So the Democratic Party is gun-shy about taking these things on. They finally did hire a great lawyer, Mark Elias. I don't work with the Democratic Party because I'm a nonpartisan journalist, but I do work with, and these are the groups to really be aware of, Black Voters Matter. Latasha Brown, who heads that, that's an amazing group. So Black Voters Matter Fund, that's a place to go to participate. The Georgia NAACP, great group. You've got some fantastic group. There's a group called Transformative Justice Coalition, headed by Barbara Arnwine, who used to be head of the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights Under Law. These are important groups that are really on the front lines doing the great work. And I work with, and of course, I also work with the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Rainbow Push. C.K. Hoffler is a great voting rights attorney who is the Reverend's attorney. So you have organizations on the front line, but they aren't the Democratic Party. And obviously, maybe the Democrats want to do something because, for the most part, it's their voters that are on the line. But I tend to work myself with the not-for-profits because I'm very much nonpartisan. I'm just trying to save people's votes. Vote the way you want.
Yeah. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Susha in Venice, California. Hey, Susha, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, thanks. Yes, regarding voter intimidation at the polling places mm-hmm. and ballot drop boxes, I have a question and then a point. How do ordinary citizens have the right to ask to see voter ID of other citizens? I think you were saying these vigilantes were like, putting the screws to incoming voters.
There's two groups. Yes. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes.
But okay. So there's the intimidation of voters at the polling stations or now mainly at the drop boxes because these guys literally, right. For example, in Arizona, open carry state, so they're armed. They go to the drop boxes in Hispanic neighborhoods and start asking people for their ID or proof of citizenship. And by the way, a law just got approved by a federal court.
Do they have to do that?
They don't, by the way. That is voter intimidation. So what you do is they have flying squads to try to get these people because they're intimidating people. They're not just asking for your ID. They've got a gun and they're asking for your ID, okay? And
right. Why don't Democratic voting organizers in every state create a lineup of volunteers who will show up to each voting box, at least two, maybe three people, maybe in four-hour shifts, one of whom can also have an open carry weapon on display. One would be videotaping, and the other will be there welcoming the approaching voters.
Stop right there. Hang on. Don't bring a gun to a voting booth. Okay. Don't bring right. it to Forget a drop box. Okay. And I'll tell you why. So there are Thank groups. You, These are not the Democratic Party groups. These are voting rights groups like Hispanic groups like Southwest Voter Registration Education Project, and they have 50 flying squads of people to de-escalate these situations. The biggest problem we're running into, though, is not the people at the polling stations, but those who are putting in these challenges sometimes 10 days, 20 days, 4 days, 2 days before the voting, saying that this voter is not does not live at their registered address, or this voter is not a U.S. citizen, or this voter is dead. And these vigilante challenges, and by the way, I've gone through them. We go through them name by name. The guy, the vigilante who did carry a gun, he had a loaded gun on him when I was talking to him, who was challenging U.S. active duty soldiers, okay? And he was armed when he was talking to me. It was kind of dicey. But that's the big danger, these mass new challenges by the thousands and thousands, literally hundreds of thousands per state, directed by this group, True the Vote, out of Texas and some other groups working with them. So we want to avoid carrying guns. We want to avoid doing the same things that they do, because that's just going to create the mayhem that they would just love.
Yeah, amen. James in Spokane, Washington. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
Let me say out of the gate, you guys seem like extremely fine lads. I just want to say that up front.
Thank you.
Concerning the term radical, we really have to stop calling these radical right-wing guys conservative, because they're totally contrary terms. I mean, totally. And Doomsday Donald, I think, falls into that category. Concerning Medicare Advantage, I have a neighbor. I live in an apartment here in Spokane. This poor lady's lease came up for renewal about 4 months ago. She could not. She's on a walker. She's very disabled. Could not afford the increase in the rent, so she had to turn to Medicare Advantage because, of course, they're offering an allowance like any good parent might. Mm. And so she actually had to do that to make ends.
Yeah, that happens a lot. That happens a lot. And it's really a crime.
Yes, it does. It does. It's one thing also about a Catholic point of view. I don't know how hardcore the catechism of these guys is on the Supreme Court, but Catholics have a place called limbo, where the unchristened baby goes. They don't get to go to heaven, you know, because that would just be too orderly or disorderly, whatever it might be. But just to let you know, they're thinking along the lines of a concept of the baby not being able to go to heaven and having that eternal salvation.
Mm. Strange stuff. So, James, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thoughts on any of that? Medicare Advantage being offered for free. That's
basic. But what happens is a lot of these Medicare Advantage programs are giving away like goodies, like a little bit of like a free dental cleaning,
right,
and stuff like that.
Membership.
So you think you got some, they give you some trinkets, or they might even bribe you by saying, okay, we're going to pay $100 towards your rent or something, whatever it is. So what they're doing is they're bribing people onto these things, but then they find out that they're not getting the medical coverage that they need. And that's kind of the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so whereas Medicare, everything is, I mean, everything's been covered that I've just been on straight old Medicare, you know?
Yeah, me too.
And, but these new gimmicks, you think you're getting something. It's just like, you know, the bank that gives you a toaster and no interest rates in those old
yes.
days. No thanks. Don't accept the bribes, because that ain't free.
Yeah.
Nothing. The
problem is, you know, Medicare itself can cost a couple $100 a month, depending on your income and all those kind of things. And a lot of these Medicare Advantage programs are free because they're going to make their money by screwing you. Bottom line,
there's no such thing as a free.
Absolutely. Sandy in Athens, Ohio. Hey, Sandy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First, I'd like to thank you for a couple of decades ago introducing us to Bernie, because that was a great thing.
Oh, yeah. He changed America. He's going to go down in history, I'm telling you.
Amen. I'll take to my grave the idea, the knowledge that he would have defeated Trump.
Yep. He would have in 2016, yeah, in my opinion.
What I wanted to talk to you today about was, you know, as Ronald Reagan taught us, that perception is the reality. And every time I hear the Ukrainian issue mentioned in the news or in private conversations, the phrase that I hear is aid for Ukraine, aid for Ukraine. And I think if the Democrats would get on the stick and rephrase the issue, because it's not should we give Ukraine aid or not. The issue is should we stand by our agreement of the 1994 Budapest Memorandum and fulfill our obligation, you know, or should we just break our promise and say tough luck? But we guaranteed Ukraine that we would guarantee the security of their borders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's really important.
We really did, too.
You know, because, in fact, it was Tom who first sent me the copy of the Budapest Accord.
Yeah, they gave up their nukes in exchange.
And they gave up their nuclear weapons. Here, supposedly, and you even hear that, unfortunately, from people on the left, which surprised me, saying, you know, oh, there was a threat of having nuclear weapons, that we threatened Russia by expanding and bringing nuclear weapons close into Russia. Well, Ukraine had nuclear weapons, and they gave them up in return for our guarantee of their safety and Russia's guarantee.
They gave them to Russia, actually.
They gave them to Russia. Yeah. They gave their missiles to Russia, and they gave up their nuclear weapons. And what we had an obligation, as you say, in return to then defend Ukraine if they were ever invaded. Here we are. But I should also note, when we say aid to Ukraine, understand almost all the money that we so-called give to Ukraine is used to buy American weapons and supplies and goods. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just money for them to purchase. It's mostly things that they purchase from us. Right. And so we're not giving them aid. They are fighting our battle for us. They're giving up their blood. They only ask us for, you know, the weapons to protect themselves. They're not asking us for our blood. They're just asking us to fulfill our obligations. Thank you so much for bringing this up.
And if we continue not to assist them and Russia moves across Ukraine and into Poland, we will be giving up American blood in Europe. I mean, you know, Article 5 of NATO, boom, we're in World War III. Not good. Not good. We'll be right back, 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Greg and me in just a moment. Check out Greg's website, gregpalast.com.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit tomhartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with your calls. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weichert-LakePoint.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions is not like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years or give you loans. They have new aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They'll stop those threatening phone calls, and they'll do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. They find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com, zapmydebt.com. That's seriously, zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's zapmydebt.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Liz in San Augustine, is that St. Augustine, Florida, right?
Yep.
Hey, Liz, what's
Tom
up?
And Greg. Thank you. I need your input. So Speaker Pelosi, who I respect, was on Morning Joe Tuesday, and it was regarding several of the state's abortion access ballot measures. So she mentioned Florida on that and election integrity. Then Willie Geist followed up with asking her to expand on her Florida vote thoughts. Now, here are Speaker Pelosi's exact words. Oh, in Florida, I don't know. I think if you had all the money in the world, then go spend some in Florida. Otherwise, let's just win the election elsewhere. Now, my friends in Florida will not like that, dot, dot, dot. Okay?
Yeah.
I am a volunteer. I am also helping as best I can other volunteers and leaders and canvassers. I can't process this, okay? If this is what she says on national airways, what does she say in private? It hurts volunteers. It certainly hurts voters. And guess what? Candidates How about all the people who are working so hard to be elected? They're basically told, hey, no matter what happens in that August primary, the third week in Florida here, you're off the radar.
Did you get the sense that she did not know what has happened historically in Florida in terms of vote suppression?
Well, there could be that, but what I was focused on is the fact that she obviously doesn't know Rick Scott is absolutely beatable this time.
Uh-huh.
He has lost support, and 2018 was very tight for him.
Yeah.
Now, one final quick thing. She needs to apologize, and the best way she can do that, put her heart on it, is to sponsor an anti-Rick Scott billboard with a bullet list of all his horrors on a major roadway such as I-4. Thank you.
Including having committed as CEO of his hospital chain, the largest Medicare fraud in the history of America.
One thing we have to do, I understand what Speaker Pelosi was saying. Florida's gone red. That's BS. It's just the Democratic Party wrote off Georgia. Georgia was deep red. And Stacey Abrams said, no, it isn't. If you let us vote, we win. Biden won. They elected Ossoff and Warnock, two of the most liberal senators in the United States Senate, a Jewish man and a black man.
Out of Georgia.
Out of Georgia. The Democratic Party had written off that state. And the voting rights group said, if we protect the vote and we get out there, we will win. So this is one thing to remember. And I was just in Texas. The Democratic Party had written off Texas. But now you have some great people saying, if we can beat vote suppression, we win. You know that the biggest black population in America is in Houston, Texas. So that is a blue state. This is Lyndon Johnson's state. This is Jim Hightower got elected state. Don't forget. Yep. So writing off states is a very bad idea. I remember when Barack Obama was the first Democrat in a while to say we're running a 50-state campaign, and he took places like Indiana. Don't write off states. You fight for each position, and you got to fight for those down-ballot positions, because if you win those down-ballot positions, then, well, Rick Scott ain't exactly down-ballot. He's the monster raving loony party candidate to get reelected in the Senate. Take them all on. And I'm not being partisan about it. I'm saying that you got to fight for votes and fight for voting rights in every state, because this is not a red nation.
Yeah.
This is a nation that was built on progressive, social, the idea of a community that takes care of itself.
Yeah.
That was what Tocqueville wrote about America. We take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
We're the great progressive nation. Let's not forget it. And when people get the chance to vote, they vote right.
There you go. Greg, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
And
Greg _Palace, by the way, on X.
There you go. And GregPalace.com. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Al Gorilla Rhythm, Jeremy Peterson, Mark Thoman, Martha Salinas, Connor Arroyo, and Carne Verde, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for being with us all this week. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy requires you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you Monday. Have a wonderful weekend.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Growing concerns about a possible retaliatory strike by Iran on